If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
The football gods are always on the Bears' shoulders.
He's dragged down by Steve McMichael, fumbles. The Bears have it. They rule it. Yes, it is a fumble. And number 99, Dan Hampton, has it for the Bears.
Here's Dan Hampton.
Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Drive what Hamp drives. Chevy.
It's go time.
Sure is go time, and boy, we got a big one here with the Lions in town. Hall of Famers on the line. Hamp, how you doing, buddy?
All good. Hey, just like everyone else, you know, this season has flown by, zipped by, however you want to call it. Long story short, this last one matters. It matters a bunch. A lot of folks think, well, it really don't matter, this and that. It does, because we don't really want to flirt with the Rams until we have to. And so a win would basically put us at home against the pack. I think we know how to stack up against them.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page here. I think a lot of us are. You know, I got to say, Hamp, I was listening to you guys after the 49ers loss, and I felt like, a positive loss. There's a lot to take away there. We can fight against anyone. But I was surprised that you and especially OB felt the same way, too, that there were a lot of positives. I don't know why I would think differently, but, you know, OB's, you guys are critical guys when you need to be. But you guys really felt like that loss, you know, you don't want to lose that game, but they can go toe to toe in a showdown with someone and an offensive juggernaut with someone, and I think it's important to show that they can have that tool in their tool chest too.
I hate to be objective, you know. I mean, my goodness, at the end of the day, all we've ever wanted is for this team to strive for one thing alone, and that is to win a Super Bowl. That's all that matters. All the other stuff, you know, win 10 wins and, you know, who made all pro or who's throwing the ball for 4,000 yards. All that stuff matters to the players and maybe some fans. But to OB and I, we want them to win again. We want them to be champions. And the game last week, almost in an absurd way, assured us of the fact that we were on the right path. We saw the genes of a championship-type football team that we could go line up and play anybody, anywhere, and expect to hold our own. Now, will we win every game? Maybe not. Will we expect to win every game? Maybe not. But for the first time, he and I, you know, kind of had the same belief that, hey, all of these, you know, great plans and all the work and all the tussle and all of this. Well, guess what? Here we are on the cusp of the playoffs, and we have basically arrived at a place that he and I both think we have to be at.
Yep.
You know, a lot of times, and, you know, not to diminish what the fans think, but, oh, we won. Well, if you really look at it, we got really lucky to be able to pull a victory out. Well, last week, the end of the loss, we said, guess what? We belong, and that's all that matters.
Hamp, what are you looking for from the defense responding after that tough? I mean, they got the pick six the first play, but after that it was kind of rough. What are you looking for the defense this week?
You know, week after week, we're expecting the defensive line to show up and contribute. And, again, we're not saying get six sacks. We're saying hit the quarterback. You know, in the last five games, I think we've hit the quarterback once in four of them. That's it. That is it. Some total. So, I mean, we've got to be better at the line of scrimmage. But the other part is the reason that opening play was a pick six was Jalen Johnson made a great break on the ball. And T.J. Edwards, who was, you know, on IR a month ago, he's back. So some of the, you know, maybe Kyler Gordon can become a part of it once we get into the playoffs. So, you know, the whole defense as a unit has got to play better than what we did last week. And you say, but Dan, you just said, you know, they play pretty well. not well enough to win. We gave up 6 touchdowns, and when you do that, you don't deserve to win. So a little means a lot. Hopefully we can start seeing the defensive line and some of those injured players start to make a bigger impact.
I don't think there's any doubt the Lions are going to show up to play to win the last game. They may not have a lot to play for, Ham, but they do in many ways. And Jack was telling me, our sports guy here today, was telling me how much you love the Lions coach. He's going to get those guys up ready to play against the Bears on Sunday.
This is the team that won 15 games a year ago. They look in the mirror every time they go in the bathroom. What are they thinking? Boy, we are disgusting. And you know how they can get that feeling out of their heads? Going out and winning the final game of the year against the Bears. The people, the team that supplanted them as the NFC North champion. So, I'm really hoping Ben Johnson is expecting Detroit to bring everything they've got. And, again, that team still has a lot of the components who won 15 times last year. Let's see if we can beat them one last time.
Ham, do you think it's a big deal if Caleb Williams gets to 4,000, or should they just be focused on trying to win and be healthy for the playoffs?
What's the rush, right?
I hear you.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. Yeah, he'll get there eventually, right? Like, I mean, one of these years.
Well, here's the other part of it. You know, some of those inaccurate passes, some of the drops, it all adds up. I hope he does, but if he doesn't, it's just like, I hate to say, when Walter wanted to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. The big picture is all that matters to me. All that other stuff, not so much.
All right, well, what are you feeling, Hap? How are you feeling for the game this weekend? You think the Bears pull this one out?
Well, we need to, and I think it's going to be a fist fight down to the end. Let's say 28-25 Bears win. And, hey, again, there's nothing prepares you like a win does to go into the playoffs. So we need a win. Let's go get it. Go Bears!